Today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Kelim. We're up to parak tes, Mishnah Zayin. Sridah shi nesuna al pi hatanur. If you have a kli cheres plate that's on the opening of an oven, mukav tzamid pasil, and it's surrounded, closed, sealed, shut all around. So as long as the plate that's covering the oven is and the seal is there, so it protects the oven, from the inside of the oven from tumah. Nistak minatan l'sreida, but if the seal that's in between the oven and the plate has there's a crack in between the seal between the tanur and the sreida, shiura malopi mardeya shalo nichnas. If it's as big as the tip of an ox goad, even though it's not big enough for the ox goad to actually go into it, then that's a large enough a hole to create a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nichnas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's considered sealed unless the tip of the ox goad would actually be able to enter into it. But if it was, the point over here is you can't fit an item through a hole that is the exact size of the item. The hole has to be a little bit larger in order for the item to fit in. So that's the machlokas. So meaning, when is this considered to be broken open? When is the seal considered to be broken open? When it's the exact size of the tip of the ox goad, or when it's slightly larger than the tip of the ox goad? Nistuka Srida, if the plate itself that was covering the oven was cracked, Shira Kumlo Mardeya Nichnas, then the size of the hole would have to be enough to actually fit the ox goad in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalom, the tip of the ox goad, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalom Nichnas. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's as big as the tip of the ox goad, but not big enough for it to go in, the oven is considered to be broken open. Haya Agul, if the hole was round, meaning it wasn't a straight line, So it may be bigger than the ox goad in one dimension, but you can't actually fit the ox goad in because it's shaped differently than Ein Ro and Osa Aruch. You don't view it as if it were straight. Would it be big enough? It still has to be big enough for the ox goad to actually fit into it. And if the ox goad won't actually fit into it, then it's not considered to be a broken seal. Mishnah Ches, Tanur Shenakav Me'eno. If you have a tanur that has a hole and shiura, meaning by the ayin. The ayin is what he says, like a vent of the oven. So you have closed up the vent, and now there's a hole in the thing that you closed up the vent with. So how big of a hole is considered to be a hole? Shiura Melo Kush Nichnas V'yot. It has to be big enough that a kush, a spindle, can go in and out while it's on fire, while the spindle itself is on fire, without the fire being extinguished. Meaning, if you suffocate the fire too much, the fire will be extinguished. So it has to be big enough that the fire can sort of go in and out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shalo Dolek. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't have to be able to stay on fire. It just needs to be able to go in and out. Of Mitzido, if it has a hole on the side, meaning on the side of the plug. So you have this ayin, which is just a hole for a vent. You plug it up with something, but over here the crack in the plug is not in the middle of the plug. It's on the edges of the plug. Shirom lo kush nichnas v'yotzei shalo dolek. So the size of a hole that would be making considered to be cracked open is if you could put a kush in and out without the fire remaining, remaining active. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dolik. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Only if the fire, if it would remain on fire. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mina Emtsa Nichnas. If the hole in this plug is in the middle, then it has to be able to go into, in and out, whether and not remain on fire. Mina Tzad Eino Nichnas. But if it's at the side of it's at the edge of the plug of the ayin, then even if it's a smaller hole where you can't even get the spindle in and out, it would still be considered cracked. V'chein haya omer b'maguf ha-sachavish shenikva. Rabbi Shimon said something very similar with a hole that was in the stopper of a sealed barrel, a sealed klicharis barrel. Shirum lo mitzah shniyah shel shifon. If the stopper has a hole in the middle of it or at the side of it, the size of the hole that is going to be considered a broken seal on the barrel is if the second ring of a rye stalk is able to break through it. Mina emtsa nichnas, if it's in the middle of the stopper, then it has to just be big enough for that second ring of the stalk to go into the barrel. Mina tzad eino nichnas, but if it's on the side, it doesn't have to actually be able to fit in, it just needs to be the same exact size as that stock. V'cheinoy omer b'chatzavim gedolim shenikvu. And Rav Shimon says a very similar thing of a hole that's in a clay stopper of a big cask, of a big earthenware cask. Shir melo mitza shniyah shalkana. So the shear is the second ring of a reed. Minatzad eino nichnas. I mean, emtze nichnas, minatzad eino nichnas. And again, the same distinction, that if the hole in the plug is in the middle of the plug, then it needs to actually be able to fit in. If it's on the edge of the plug, it doesn't need to actually be able to fit in, it just needs to be the same size as the plug. Bamed varmamurim, when do we say that it has to be that there's a shear to how big it has to be? Bizman shenasu liayin. That's when they made it the barrel to hold wine. Avlim nasu l'shar mashkin, but if it's made to hold other mashkin, afilu kol shutzmeim, then no matter how tiny the hole is, then they become tame from the mace that's in the room with it. Meaning the point of all this, of the whole idea over here, everything we're talking about, is that these holes make it that it won't protect its contents when it's in the same room as a mace. But medvar mamurim, when do we say that there's a minimum shear? Bizman shelo nasu bidei adam. That's if the holes were not made on purpose by a person. Avlo nasu bidei adam, but if a person punctured a hole in there, then afilu kol shuhu tumei, and then even if it's a teeny tiny hole, it will not protect the contents from the tumah of the mace on the outside. Nikvu, if the barrel itself got a hole in it, ha'asei lo achlin, if the barrel is made to hold food, shir and bezesim, then the hole would only be problematic if it's the size of an olive. Ha'asei lo mashkim, but if it was made to hold liquid, shir and bemashkim, then the hole, as long as it's big enough for liquid to leak out of it, then it's going to be considered broken. Ha'asei lo kach lo kach, but if it could be used, the barrel could be used for holding liquid or food, matilim oson l'chumro, then you're more machmir, meaning the size of liquid, a little crack is going to make it no longer protect its contents. But samad pasil ubekones mashke, so that even if it had a seal, totally sealing it shut, the tumma would go through the hole if the hole is big enough for liquid to be able to go through. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we spoke about if you have a kli cheres plate that's on the top of a tanur that's made out of cheres and it's mukav tzamud pasil. So if there's a crack between the oven and the plate, so the size of the hole that's going to break that seal is if it's the size of the tip of an ox goad, even though the ox goad can't physically go through it. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, the ox goad has to be able to physically go through it. If the plate itself develops a crack, then the size of the hole has to be big enough for the tip of the ox goad to go into it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just the size of the tip of the ox goad, not big enough to go into it. If the hole was shaped differently than the tip of the ox goad, we don't look at it as if, it's total space. We pretend it were a different shape. No, it has to be big enough that the thing would actually fit through. And then in Mishnah Ches, we spoke about different klei cheres that are plugged up with something and the different shear of when it's considered to be cracked open, depending on whether the hole is in the middle of the plug or is on the edge of the plug. We gave a lot of different examples of that. And all of it was about the basic halacha that the contents of a kli cheres, that a mukav tzamud pasil, are going to be protected in an ohel hameis. But if it's got a hole in it, that's problematic, then it will not be protected in an ohel hameis. And then we spoke about if there's a hole in a barrel itself. So if the hole is big enough that the barrel is no longer usable for its intended purpose, like holding Ochlin, because it's got holes the size of a gazais, then it will not protect its contents anymore. If it can no longer protect the mashke, and it was meant to hold mashkim, if it can no longer hold the mashke, and it was meant to hold mashkim, then it will not protect its contents anymore. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the 10th parak of Maseches Kehilim.